Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. And so it goes. We begin a three-hour show right now. It is 3:06 in Las Vegas, 6:06 on the East Coast. 3 hours begins now. Little proof of life. It is Wednesday, November 24th, 2021, the eve of Thanksgiving, 2021. I'm Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built. Here in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City. Great to be with you on this Thanksgiving Eve. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. If I forget to say until the very end of the show, and you don't catch the end of the show, happy Thanksgiving. Happy holiday. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Could be your last. I know, I'm being so positive. Could be the last time we get to celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas. Because I'm telling you, the country's going down. The country's going under. It's a communist takeover of America. We're headed for the same type of outcome as Austria and Australia. I believe in the next year, Joe Biden will try to lock down the entire country. I believe he'll certainly try and lock down all the unvaccinated people in America. He'll try and violate our human rights, our civil rights. He'll try and stop us from flying, boarding trains, boarding buses, boarding planes. He'll try and just destroy our lives in the next year, but he's waiting till after Christmas. He'll try and make all of us unemployed. But he's waiting for all of it till after Christmas, because he's such a kind man, Uncle Joe. Uncle Basement Joe is such a kind man. He's going to wait to destroy our lives till after Christmas. A little sign of the times is this story about the Salvation Army, which is amazing. An amazing story. The Salvation Army wants its white donors to give more than just money. This Christmas season, its leadership is demanding they apologize for being racist. It's part of a push by the Christian charitable organization to embrace the ideas of Black Lives Matter. So from now on, I want every person who can hear my voice, boycott the crap out of the Salvation Army. Walk by the man with the kettle and give him the finger and tell him, you're not getting a dime of my money, idiot, I'm white, and you can't pee in my face. I'll say it nicely. You can't pee in my face and treat me like a piece of garbage and expect me to give you money. So this year, I'm giving the Salvation Army nothing. You racist, white-hating piece of garbage group. Go to hell. They want to, among other things, dismantle white privilege and disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. That's what Black Lives Matter stands for, and the Salvation Army now backs them. The Salvation Army's leadership has created an International Social Justice Commission, which has developed and released a resource to educate its white donors, volunteers, and employees called Let's Talk About Racism. It asserts Christianity is institutionally racist, calling for white Christians to repent and offer a sincere apology to blacks for being antagonistic to black people, or the culture, values, and interests of the black community. I mean, have you ever heard anything so revolting in your life? Do you want to vomit? This is the Salvation Army. Don't give them a dime. And any church like the Catholic Church who tries to screw you over and hates white people and hates conservatives and hates patriots and hates anyone who doesn't want open borders, don't give them a dime. Starve them. This is the point of my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, which has been a number one bestseller at Amazon. That's the point of the book. We've got to strike them. We've got to protest them. We've got to boycott them. We've got to intimidate them. We've got to use civil disobedience and destroy them and bring them to their knees and put them out of business. all of these woke liberal, i.e. communist scumbags. And by the way, we're winning. Did you see the latest poll? In what would be one of the biggest political comebacks in American history, according to Rasmussen reports today, former President Trump has surged into a huge lead over President Biden in the latest 2024 matchup poll. In today's Rasmussen Report survey, likely voters picked Trump to beat Biden 45% to 32% if the election were held today, a gap that is even higher among independents who have become the biggest critical swing group. Independents choose Trump 47% to 20. He's got almost a 30-point lead. Because anyone could see that Biden is a brain-dead loser with dementia and a puppet who's being used. He's like a puppet, and there's a ventriloquist. And the ventriloquist is Obama, who's back to destroy this country. He didn't finish his job. He's back to finish the job of destroying America. George Soros wants to make us a communist nation, take away all of our rights to free speech, and take away our guns, so we're helpless. And last but not least, the Chinese Communist Party. That's who runs this country. Only 69% of those who say they voted for Biden would vote for him again if the election were held today. 8% of Biden's 2020 voters would switch to Trump, who would get 83% support from those who voted for him last year. 15% of Democrats said they'd vote for Trump, compared to 8% of Republicans who picked Biden. Who are those people? Who would be 8% of Republicans who voted for Trump that would now vote for Biden? How bizarre is that? But the numbers are really good. They've just screwed themselves. Completely destroyed themselves. Here's my commentary. See, Trump's winning by 25-30 points. And this is why I didn't even know this. I didn't see the commentary until a few minutes ago when I downloaded it for this show. But here's my new column I wrote for Sunday's, my nationally syndicated newspaper column on Sunday. Had to be in today, of course, because tomorrow's Thanksgiving. They're taking off Friday, Creator Syndicate. So it had to be in today, so I wrote it. Get ready for President Hillary Clinton. Muhammad Ali said it ain't bragging if you can back it up. So excuse me for bragging, but in my almost 6 years as a nationally syndicated radio and TV host, my predictions have been remarkably accurate. I'm not perfect, but I'm batting close to 990. It's the best record of anyone in the media. Almost everything I predicted has come true, including a stolen election based on mail-in voting without voter ID, a communist takeover of the USA based on lockdowns, COVID mandates and open borders, and Joe Biden being a brain-dead puppet with dementia. I was already warning on my Newsmax TV show about Biden's clearly diminished mental capacity back in 2019 and early 2020. It's all on tape. I warned during the 2020 election that Biden and the Biden crime family are owned lock, stock, and barrel by China and the Chinese Communist Party. I also predicted this communist takeover and purposeful destruction of America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, the American middle class, and Judeo-Christian values was all designed, coordinated, and carried out by a combination of Obama, communist billionaire George Soros, and the Chinese Communist Party. This is all clearly happening right in front of our eyes. So I'm going to make another shocking prediction. Democrats, i.e. the party of radical, insane, hateful socialists, Marxists, and communists, are getting ready to install Hillary Clinton as president of the United States. Now you might ask, how will they do it? The answer is simple. Biden is finished. He served his useful purpose. He provided a white, experienced, grandfatherly, supposedly moderate face to serve at the top of the presidential ticket. The mail-in ballot fraud got the Democrats 90% of the way home in rigging and stealing the 2020 election, and Biden's, quote, white, moderate grandfather, unquote, routine did the rest. He fooled just enough clueless and naive voters in a handful of battleground states to finish the job. But the jig is now up. Biden's approval is now in the unimaginable 30% range. That means he has no one left on his side but friends, family, campaign aides, Democrat Kool-Aid drinkers, welfare addicts, and illegal aliens. Everyone with a brain who isn't blind, deaf, or really dumb now understands that Biden is brain dead. It's hard to miss the daily decline of Biden's ability to think and communicate. Democrat puppet masters have no choice anymore but to throw Grandpa in the train. But remember that movie, Throw Mama from the Train, right. Throw Grandpa from the Train. Biden's days are numbered, before he will be forced to step down after admitting he can't do the job anymore due to rapidly advancing dementia. Biden is good as gone. At this point, it's only a matter of when. Now, that would make Kamala president. We all know that's not going to happen. She's the most deeply flawed, despised, and unpopular VP in the history of America, maybe in the history of the world. Her 28% approval makes Biden seem popular. Kamala's problem is that no one likes her. Not men, not women, not blacks, not whites. She is a talentless, empty suit with an evil, insane laugh who screwed her way to the top on top of married Willie Brown. Normally, females support Democrats by a wide margin. Not this time. Women hate talentless women who screw their way to the top. So Democrats have a big problem. Everyone hates Kamala. Kamala has got to go. Here's my crystal ball. Democrats will demand Kamala Harris's resignation. She'll cite personal reasons or family issues. And then corrupt Democrat billionaire donors will give her a $25 million mansion to retire in, and you'll never hear from Kamala again. Next, they'll name Hillary Clinton as vice president. Very quickly after that, they'll start planning nonstop stories in the media claiming Biden's aides see him in a dramatic mental decline. After 3 to 6 months of those stories in the media, Biden will make his touching goodbye announcement and ride off to a nursing home specializing in dementia victims. Keep the music low. And like Kamala, Joe Biden will get a $25 billion mansion as an incentive to shut her mouth and never be heard from again. That'll go to Jill Biden. Just like that, Hillary Clinton is president of the United States. I'm guessing Democrats will need a black woman as VP to diversify the ticket and lock down every last black vote because most black people hate Hillary. So what do you think? Michelle Obama? Don't laugh. Get ready. It's coming. Clinton Obama in 2024. Want to bet? It's my new column. They have no way to beat Trump with the team they've got now. Trump would win by a massive 20-30-point landslide. But if Trump's up against Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama, Clinton Obama, most famous names in politics, different story.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose Go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is back. I just finished reading in my column that's coming out nationally syndicated on two newspapers on Sunday all across the country by Creator Syndicate. And the basic message is that Democrats could be putting Hillary Clinton in play, and maybe even with Michelle Obama. And so it's just funny because now there's an article out, literally after I wrote that, there's an article out that says Trump is winning by a landslide, 13 points or more, just a dramatic landslide, just would destroy Biden in the election if the election was held again today. Of course, it's not being held today, and a year is a long time. 3 years is an eternity. So you never know, but the Democrats are getting the idea that their only chance of ever winning again is to change the ticket. And so it's perfect timing for me to write Hillary Clinton as the next Democrat president, because they can just get rid of Kamala, put Hillary as VP, and then as soon as Biden announces his resignation due to having dementia, no ability to move, to think clearly, he's got to move on. He's doing it for the good of the people. And he'll suddenly become a sympathetic figure. Everybody loves him. All the hate will drain. He'll turn to love. What a great guy. What a hero. The sacrifice he's making. He's going to walk off into the sunset not knowing who the hell he is. And he's doing it. He's getting out early to help America. And Hillary will be VP. She'll move right up to president. No sooner I write that, so it's the right time and the right place to write it, but the article is out that Pete Buttigieg, presidential buzz for Buttigieg has penetrated the White House. At 39, he's the most recognizable and powerful transportation secretary in modern history. This isn't Politico. And he wants you to believe his eye isn't on the future. And while he's not contemplating the race to be Biden's successor, inside the West Wing, others are imagining it for him. His name is discussed as the natural presidential nominee in 2028 or 2024 if the president opts not to run. They love him. They love him. They're so dumb. Can you believe anyone could be this dumb? But hell, they elected, they put Hillary in as the candidate, you know, in 2000, and I'm forgetting what year it was now, 2016. And then in 2020, they put Biden in. Hillary was a criminal who should have been indicted by the FBI, and they ignored that and put her in. And Biden's brain dead with dementia. They ignored that and put him in. And Mayor Pete, you know, I don't want to disparage gay people because I like gay people. So I'm not disparaging gay people, but I'm disparaging Mayor Pete in particular. Is a gay man who took 3 months paid leave to hang out with his boyfriend lover and their two adopted babies. And Americans are seething mad. They're telling me how great he is. He was in charge of the freaking supply chain. And the supply chain is kapooey. It's gone. It's dead. The country may have bare shells. If it don't have bare shells for Christmas, we'll certainly have bare shells starting in January and February. Life is going to change so dramatically in this country after Christmas and after New Year's. You have no idea that the misery they have in store for us, these morons running the country. Look, just yesterday, Biden announced that all truckers entering the country are going to have to be vaccinated. You can't enter America from Mexico or Canada. We get so many of our goods from Mexico and Canada. We send so many of our goods to Mexico and Canada. All those truck drivers are going to quit. And there's going to be it's a suicide bombing, man. There's going to be no one left to bring our goods to market or to go get our goods. It's insanity what they're doing to the country. And Mayor Pete is in charge of the entire supply chain. And he was named to his position because he's gay. That's my point. I have nothing against gay people. Look, I'm Jewish. I have nothing against Jewish people. But if you told me you named someone to one of the most important positions in America just because they're Jewish, I'd say that's wrong. I'd say that's stupid. I'd say that's failure. I'd say that's a gigantic mistake. I'd say it's basically racism. In other words, if you pick someone because they're Jewish or you deny them because they're Jewish, you're a racist. Mayor Pete was chosen just because he's gay. He's got no qualifications to be in charge of America's supply chain. Why would he be the popular candidate for president? You think America's ready for a gay man with a first husband and two adopted babies that he stayed home to coo with while the supply chain was going kerfooey at Christmas time yet, and he wanted paid leave? America's not ready for this. Democrats are so stupid. So stupid. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the sponsor of this segment of the show, he developed the Zelenko protocol against COVID. Now he's got this amazing Z stack of nutritional supplement that has zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Two capsules per day will boost your immune system, maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula. Go to rootforamerica.com right now, my website, rootforamerica.com, and click on the link at the top for Z stack and get your bottle now and boost your immune system.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury has found all three defendants guilty on most charges in the Ahmed Aubrey murder trial.
Malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
The prosecution arguing the man was murdered without justification while jogging in a neighborhood in Brunswick, Georgia last year. Attorneys for the defendant say it was self-defense when Aubrey resisted a citizen's arrest. Americans are seeing prices rise for goods and services, particularly for fuel at gas stations. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt criticizes the Biden administration's efforts to get gas prices down.
This administration is asking OPEC to increase production. We saw, it's just an absolute political stunt. 50 million barrels of oil is 2 days' supply in the U.S., right. About 2.5 days' supply.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I still get a kick in the way things are written. I love this headline in Politico. The Buttigieg presidential buzz has penetrated the White House. I'm not going to say anything else. Use your imagination. I can't believe that's the headline. If I wrote that headline as a joke, they'd say I'm a gay basher. I'm a gay hater. He'll be the first gay president. He's penetrated the White House. Interesting way for Politico to put it. Very interesting. I wonder who wrote that headline. Wonder what he was thinking at that moment. Energized Health is sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health, regular guests on my show. They were at my wedding just a couple of days ago on Sunday. And great friends of mine now. They were sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration to all the guests at the wedding. And guess what? They got quite a few of them to sign up for Energized Health. But this is not like a business thing. You're like, wow, they're doing business at a wedding. No, they're saving people's lives. Because everybody at the wedding wanted to know, are you the people that made Wayne look so thin and so young? The guy looks amazing. How the hell did that happen? And I told everyone, it's Energized Health. Go see those two people over there. And they went to see John and Chelsea, and they signed up. It's an amazing system. I'm Exhibit A. I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat in 88 days and gained 10 pounds of muscle, look like Superman. And here it is 9 months later, and I've never gained back any of the fat. Look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years, 15 years younger. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. John and Chelsea made me look great for my wedding. Thank you, guys. And they're giving my fans an amazing Black Friday deal. Listen to this. In addition to the usual 40% off war special, in other words, you mentioned war, you get 40% off. On Black Friday, you're going to get an additional 50% off. How does that math work? 40% off and an additional 50% off. My math says that's 90% off. Book online at energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com for the additional 50% off Black Friday deal. And I'm sure you can ask for it today. You don't have to wait till Black Friday. We've got our guest here, Cheryl Chumley. She's a regular guest on the show, online opinion editor for The Washington Times. Cheryl, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. You are a newlywed. Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to you.
To you as well.
So, I mean, you know, look, every day you think things can't get any crazier, any worse, or any more insane. And Democrats beat the bar every single day, or maybe I should say they go lower against the bar every single day. So I think the big thing in America today, I mean, there's lots of big things, but I think the vaccine mandates are the worst thing in the world.
Yep.
And the White House is pushing these lawless vaccine mandates. I know you've written about it. What's your thinking on all of this?
Yeah, the vaccine mandates are the liberty issue of our day. And, you know, you nailed it. If we don't deal with these vaccine mandates and push back hard, we're never going to recover from the government regulation that will come. Because after the vaccine mandates come the contact tracing, come the China-type surveillance and tracking of all our movements, the whole show-me-the-papers type of thing in order to travel, in order to associate freely in order to
Then the concentration camps.
However,
you want to term them, they're like concentration camps. They send you to a camp in Australia if you're positive for COVID or if you're fighting the rules. You get sent to a camp under military guard. What do you call that?
Yeah, a lot of people will listen to that and think, wow, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, you know what? It would have been a conspiracy theory just 5 years ago to talk about the government making us take a vaccine for a virus that isn't even that fatal for most people. And here we are. So Americans have to fight these vaccine mandates. It is the biggest issue of our day.
All right, and I think probably the second biggest issue is open border. Well, second, maybe the first is open borders, the second, the vaccine mandates, or maybe they're tied for first. Open borders, pretty serious stuff, too. It's just destroying the fabric of this country, and that's what Democrats want to do. They want to let in as many people as they can who are will be dependent on government from cradle to grave and demand all kinds of social services and all kinds of welfare checks, and they'll always vote Democrat because that'll be who promised them the biggest checks and keeps the checks coming again and again while Republicans are fighting those checks. So, of course, they're going to vote Democrat. That's the point of open borders, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, between the open borders fight that the left has been waging for years and now helped by the coronavirus with the election shenanigans where it's more mail-in balloting, more mail-in voting, expansions of voting days, which
ballot harvesting.
Right. It gives Democrats the chance to commit more fraud. So between the open borders that you just talked about and the fraudulent elections that Democrats are capitalizing on, what it is, it's ushering in an era in America where Democrats will be guaranteed of holding all political power in perpetuity. And so, yes, if we don't put a lock at the borders, which, be real, it's not going to happen under this administration, so it's going to rely on governors, right? I mean, we need Republican governors cracking down, or American citizens just doing their own border control. But without border control, we're just going to flush the entire country with the newest batch of Democrat voters.
Well, that's what they're hoping. Look, I saw the latest. Did you see the latest poll from Rasmussen today?
No,
it's remarkable. Let me hold on. I just talked about it in the first segment. So let me grab the exact number for you so you can hear it. Because Democrats know when they actually tell you what they believe in, nobody votes for them. So they've got to fill the country with foreigners to change the numbers. So now that everyone knows what Biden's really about, if the election were held today, Rasmussen poll people, if the election were held today, Trump would win 45-32.
Amazing.
Right, and among independents, get this, among independents, he's leading 47-20. It's almost a 30-point lead. So if you fill the country with illegal aliens, you know, some percentage of them are going to vote in 2022 and 2024 right away, especially in states like California, New York, and Illinois. But all the rest are going to find a way to vote within 8 years or 12 years. So eventually, they play long ball, these Democrats. Eventually, even if it takes a little time to get up the courage to vote while you're an illegal, eventually they'll all vote. And when they all vote, they outvote us. Even the landslide won't matter. You know, in other words, that's mostly white voters, I'm sure. And I'm sure we brought over a few blacks and a few Latinos. But the general thinking is if you bring in all these newcomers, they will vote Democrat forevermore. And so all these numbers will go out the window. That's why they're so scared.
Yeah, and you know, it becomes generational too, because when you allow a whole batch of people to come in from countries where it's more socialist in bent, or where they're used to turning to the government to provide all, and they come across into America and they don't go the legal route, so they're accustomed to thinking that government is there to provide for them from cradle to grave. They have kids and they raise their kids under that atmosphere, and the government, since they have their, you know, the Democrats have their new voters, it just becomes a generational thing where it degrades the country, not just until the next election, but really, who knows how long it will last. When the kids of these illegals have kids and they're raised the same way, it's a disaster waiting to happen for America.
All right, so we've covered vaccines and open borders and vaccine mandates and open borders, and we know those are the worst things in America and stolen elections. But now we come to crime. And when you see a stock like Best Buy being crushed in the stock market because Best Buy has to admit that so much is being stolen from their stores that they can't stay in business, literally, and their employees are all thinking of quitting because they're so scared that someone's going to kill them, then you know the lawlessness is over the top in blue states and blue cities. This is what you get with Democrat DAs and Democrat mayors. You get lawless society. Everybody gets out of, you know, no bail. They get right out and they just go commit the crime again.
Yeah, this looting, it's outright robbery, violence, just going into these top brand stores and stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff. And police, Either they don't have the police to deal with it because the Democrats have spent the last few years crying for defund the police and break up the police departments, or police don't want to get involved because they know whomever they arrest isn't going to be prosecuted because the local DAs have been bought and purchased by the likes of George Soros. And so why would the police endanger themselves trying to arrest somebody who's already committing a violent act? Look, this is just the Democrats' own making, all this looting that's going on. This is what the Democrats have been pushing for years, just violence in the street, because the chaos allows now Democrats the in they need to come in and say, oh, we need government to provide the solution.
Well, it's pretty clear government never provides the solution.
Exactly.
They
exactly.
screw up everything they touch. What was that, yes. was that Reagan line, the 9 worst words in the English language, out from the government, I'm here to help. It's a yep. disaster. I mean, did you see the looting in Walnut Creek, California?
Yes.
And you know what Walnut Creek's about? Because I used to spend a lot of time up there. I know yeah. Walnut Creek really well, like the back of my hand. I know it that well. It's a beautiful, upscale, rich suburb filled with rich people. So this has gone way beyond, you know, bad neighborhoods, inner city, urban neighborhoods. They're now attacking Walnut Creek. Bad news. A lot of people got to be scared right now in the San Francisco area. Bad news.
Did you hear Governor Gavin Newsom? All of a sudden, he wants to get tough on crime and fund the police, which is kind of a hoot when you think of it. The Democrats could care less about the violence in say, Baltimore, right, over police racism and so forth. But when it hits their neighborhoods and their rich stores, all of a sudden they care about law and order.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that, but when you said just now that Gavin Newsom now wants to get tough, I realized that all the rich liberal white people in Walnut Creek must have called him over the weekend and said, we're going to stop donating to you if you don't cut this crap out. And so that's what got him all upset. Hey, Cheryl, we're on the run, but if you could hold through the break, I'll grab you on the other side for a couple questions. Is that good?
Yep.
I'd like to talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse case with you. Cheryl Chumley, online opinion editor for the Washington Times. I'm Wayne on the Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and can we just wish you an early Merry Christmas?
And we have something exciting to share with you today. Tell them what it is, babe.
We are literally going to give you a Christmas present that is priceless. Priceless! It'll be the greatest one you ever had. When you sign up today, between now and Christmas, for the Energize Health Protocol, we are going to give as a gift your spouse the transformation as our Christmas gift to you.
This is a perfect opportunity, wives, for you to gift your husband something that may be even unexpected, but you know is much needed.
You better believe it. If he has high blood pressure, diabetes, digestive issues, brain fog, low testosterone, every one of these medical issues can be reversed, so take this action step today.
Visit us at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com, or call today at 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior on USA Radio Network. We've got Cheryl Chumley with us, the online opinion editor for The Washington Times. Her latest columns at The Washington Times, she's got quite a few on, but one of them is on the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Democrats and leftists have chosen a pedophile over the Second Amendment. Tell us what you mean by that, Cheryl.
Yeah, the Democrats have been vicious against, thankfully, thank goodness, was found innocent. But really, if you look at who the Democrats were defending and siding with, they were looking at the three people who got shot by Rittenhouse as just pure innocent victims. And when you look at the backgrounds of these three guys, two of whom died, one of them had this child molestation record. He was a pedophile. He was jailed for abusing, sexual abuse of young children, more than one. And this is who the Democrats choose to defend and put out there as if they're the innocent victims of the racist AR-15 assault weapon carrying Kyle Rittenhouse. And everything that went into this case that came out of the left's mouth was basically deception.
Yeah, it's really disgusting that you could try and frame a kid like this. I mean, it was clearly self-defense, and they're just lying in all the media. MSNBC today said that, by the way, kind of segueing to a different case that's kind of racially tinged, MSNBC said today that the guy who ran down the people in the parade in Wisconsin They said it was all an accident on MSNBC today. We know it's not an accident. First of all, he's been charged with murder. 6 counts of murder. So even the prosecutors agree in this case it's not an accident. So it's just complete fraud and misleading and deception and misrepresentation on the part of MSNBC. And it's the same thing in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. They've misled the American public into believing this guy's a crazed killer. You know, with, like juice dripping from his lips because he wants to kill so badly. I've got to kill everybody. I've got to murder them all. He's a madman. He's foaming at the mouth. Madman. It's just not true.
They lied. They lied from beginning to end. And really, there is a day of reckoning coming because Rittenhouse has already indicated that his attorneys are looking into all these lawsuits against the media, against President Joe Biden for libel and slander, for basically painting him as guilty of what you just described, which is absolutely ridiculous, and continuing, even after the trial had ended, failing to make speedy apologies and retract their false and deceptive narratives in the lead up to the trial. So I think a day of reckoning is coming, and MSNBC, CNN, for crying out loud, CNN, which just did a big payoff for Nick Sandman, remember? They're going to be hit hard too.
We don't know, right, how much it was, but I think it's been estimated he got $300 million. Is that right?
Yeah, he got a lot. He got a boatload.
He's instantly one of the richest kids in the United States of America. It's unbelievable. Wow. And that's this kid Rittenhouse going to make that kind of money. I did see a photo today of Rittenhouse at the White House with his mother. White House. Not the White House because Trump isn't in the White House anymore. But at Mar-a-Lago, which is kind of Trump's version of the White House, with former President Trump. So I must say, Cheryl, that this has to trigger liberals. Oh, my God. Trump invited Rittenhouse to his playground at Mar-a-Lago. Wow.
Yeah, it's funny because, the left will go nuts on that, but when Barack Obama and his team in the White House invite, like, Black Lives Matter or Antifa types to the White House to confer and discuss politics, the Democrats are okay with that. I mean, it's ridiculous where the moral compass of the left stands. And if Trump is aligning himself with Rittenhouse, I bet his attorneys are really digging in even deeper because they know they're going to have the support of somebody as well-loved still as Donald Trump.
Yeah, Trump's a great guy. You know, I got married over the weekend. My wedding on Sunday, I had Rita Cosby as my guest. Rita Cosby, formerly of Fox News for 10 years, and also MSNBC and CNN when they were not crazy liberal left. And she's just one of the best journalists in America, beautiful gal, nice gal, nicest person I've ever met in the media. She always helped my career. And I had Rita read aloud to the crowd, Cheryl, a letter from President Trump to be read at my wedding.
And
it was a beautiful letter on his, you know, 45th president stationery from him and Melania. And Rita read it out loud. And then at the very bottom, he wrote in, handwritten, he wrote in, "Dear Cindy," that's my new wife, "Dear Cindy, I know Wayne well, and Wayne is all man." That's what he wrote at the bottom. Only Trump would write something like that, right? That's such a Trumpism. You know, and in his mind, I think what he's trying to say is Wayne's like a lumberjack. You know, Wayne's a strong guy. He'll knock you out. I just thought that was funny. You know that because that was cute. Trump is funny. And every word Rita read, every sentence. Remember, this was not a Trump rally. This is a wedding for Wayne.
Right.
The audience gave a standing ovation to every line for the president. So, you know, the people were very excited. They still love President Trump. I don't like Trump's views on the vaccine, by the way. I think he's way wrong on the vaccine. But, you know, despite that, Most of my friends don't take the vaccine, but they all still love Trump. They don't hold it against him. So I think he's in great shape for 2024, unless the candidates are not Biden and Kamala Harris. Therefore, I would guess it's not going to be Biden or Kamala Harris. I just wrote a commentary. I think it's going to be Hillary Clinton. How about that?
That would be hilarious.
We're on the way out. We're on the way out, Cheryl. Got to run. Cheryl Chumley, online opinion editor, Washington Times. Of course, you can find him at WashingtonTimes.com. Cheryl, thank you. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.